Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter. Hamatvil kelim b'Shabbos. If you toivel tamadika kelim on Shabbos in a mikveh, in order to be matirit, because you're not allowed to toivel tamadika kelim. If they're tamay on Shabbos, it looks like you're fixing the keli. Well, if you did it shaygeg by mistake, yishtamish behem, then he can use it. But mazid, if he did it b'mazid, lo yishtamish behem, he cannot use it. Now, when you're telling me that he can use it or he can't use it, you mean he can use it even on Shabbos? Is that what it means? Or does he have to wait till after Shabbos? Now, when you say he mazed it, he can't use it. You mean he can't use it on Shabbos, but after Shabbos he can? We'll soon see. Let's just learn weiter for now. You're not supposed to take off maisris on Shabbos. Why not? Because you're preparing the peiros to be able to be eaten. Until now you couldn't eat it, now you can eat it. So it's similar to fixing a keli. V'amavashel b'Shabbos, cooking on Shabbos is an issur d'oraisa. It's one of the lamatas melachos, oifa, to bake. Included in that is cooking. So here the din is, shaygeg, if you did it by mistake, you didn't know it was Shabbos, you didn't know that it was aser, yoichel, you can eat. Mazed, if you did it on purpose, lo yoichel, you can't eat it again. What does this mean? Can you eat it even on that Shabbos? Does it mean you can eat it after Shabbos? What does it mean when we say mazed, lo yoichel? That by mazed, you can't eat it. It means during that Shabbos, or it means even after Shabbos? Again, we'll soon see. And a teyeh b'Shabbos, if someone plants a tree on Shabbos, Shaygi, if you did it b'shaygi yikayim, then you can keep the tree and have enough from it. Mazed, if he planted it b'mazed, you knew you're not allowed to do it, and you knew it was Shabbos, and you still planted the tree, yakar, you have to rip that tree out. Of course, after Shabbos. Now they rip it out during Shabbos. Ubashvi is during a Shemitah year, if someone planted a tree which he wasn't allowed to do, bein shaygig, bein mazed, whether it was by mistake or whether it was on purpose, yakar, you have to rip the tree out. When it comes to Shemitah, we were much more concerned that people are going to play games. Like the Batanura says, shenechshedu Yisrael ala Shvius, v'lo nechshedu ala Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, we trust people. You tell me it was b'shaygeg, I believe you. When it comes to Shvius, we're not so sure. Shvius was a much bigger Nisayan. So therefore we say, listen, the halach is the same. Shaygeg or mazed, if you plant it on Shemitah, you have to take it out. Now let's go back to our question. You're telling me that if I cooked on Shabbos, shaygeg, by mistake, yoichel, you could eat it. Mazed, you can't eat it. When can I eat it? When can't I eat it? Let's see the Batanura inside. V'amavashel b'Shabbos. V'amavashel b'Shabbos says the Batanura b'shaygeg by mistake. A shaygeg on Shabbos means either you didn't know it was Shabbos or you didn't know that it's aser to cook. So says the Mishnah, oh, it was a mistake. Yoichel, you can eat it. Zakta Batanura, yoichel oisei tavshel emetzai Shabbos. Not on Shabbos. You can never eat it on Shabbos. If you cooked a chunk by mistake on Shabbos because you forgot it was Shabbos, you thought it was Friday. Well, you didn't know that you can't cook on Shabbos. You can't eat it on Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, you can eat it. Avaloi b'Shabbos atzmai, not mamish on Shabbos. Azoizak devatanura. Ubemezit, if you cooked it on purpose, lo yachalu, you can never eat it. Forget it. You knew it was Shabbos? You knew you can't cook and you cooked it anyway? You can never eat this chalt, or whatever else you cooked. Avalacherim, others, oichlem lematzah Shabbos, they could eat it mitzvah Shabbos. Even though it was cooked on Shabbos, but the pasuk says, "V'shemartem es haShabbos ki kodesh he." So Chazal darshan he kodesh. Shabbos has kedusha. Ve'ein maseh kodesh. That means actions done on Shabbos don't have a kedusha. There's no reason to say that you can never use it because it was cooked on Shabbos. So if we learn the Mishnah the way the Batanura does, and that's how the Rambam also learns the Mishnah, when it says shaygeg yachel, it means Metzoi Shabbos, not Shabbos. When it says b'mezed, you can't eat it, the person who cooked it can never eat it. Others who didn't cook it can eat it Metzoi Shabbos. There is a machlagis, and it appears in several places in Shas, in Masechtas Git, in Masechtas Ksobis, and other places, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir holds if someone cooks on Shabbos b'shaygeg, he can eat it even on Shabbos itself. According to Rabbi Meir, you by mistake cooked a chalent on Shabbos. Let's say you didn't know it was Shabbos, you can eat it on Shabbos. But if you cooked it on purpose, there's a knas, you can't have enough of an aveira, and therefore you can't eat it until Metzoi Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, holds, and the Batanur is learning our mission according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even if you cooked b'shaygeg, there's a knas. No, you can't have enough on the Aveira till after Shabbos. Not you, not anyone else. Nobody can eat this shunt that was cooked on Shabbos until Mitzray Shabbos. And if it was cooked b'mezid, the one who cooked it can never eat it. Others can eat it Mitzray Shabbos. So pashtis, who does our Mishnah go like? So really, our Mishnah says shaygeg yoichel, you can just plain eat it. It sounds more like Rebbe Meir, who says you can even eat it on Shabbos. But the Batanura says, no, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. When it says over here, Shoigig Yoichel, you can eat it, it means on Mitzray Shabbos, not on Shabbos. The Rambam also paskins that way. And because the Batanura and the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, therefore they want to learn the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. What about the Toivelin Kalim? So if you Toivel Kalim Temeim on Shabbos, because you want to make it Tahar, if you did it b'shagig, the din is, says the Rambam, you can use it on Shabbos. If you did it b'mezid, you cannot use it until Mitzray Shabbos. Now, you know that if you purchase a keli from someone who's not a yid, you have to tovel it before you use it. It's not tame, but there's a din. You have to tovel it before you use it. Are you allowed to tovel a brand new keli on Shabbos? A keli that I purchased before Shabbos? So if you look at Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simen, Kuf, Chaf, Gimel, Siv, Zayin, some hold you can, and some say you can't, even if you need the keli for Shabbos. But if you were over, and you did toivel a brand new keli on Shabbos, even amazed, you can use it. Being, explains the Mishnah Berurah, there are shitas that hold that even l'chatchili you're allowed to toivel it. Chazal just said a tamedik a keli you can't toivel, but this isn't tame. It's just a din, you have to toivel the keli before you use it.